Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Woo! All right. It is Thursday. We are back on the air with Iolo Radio. This is your host, Tony Williamson. Glad to be back on the radio with you this morning. This is a radio show for you, the independent Iolo agent in the field. We're excited that you're here. Please text out to your team today. 718-664-9145 is the number for them to dial in to get on the show. If you hit one on your phone, then you can be a part of the show today. You can go live with us. We have opportunities here for you to join the conversation, ask questions or share comments, whatever it may be. Also, my co-host, Mr. Donnie Crisp, is also on board with us. And we've had an exciting week this week, Donnie. We have discovered that lots of things are in the works. We've got new websites that were completed this week. We also ended up with discovery of new ID numbers now, making it official. And actually, I signed up my first merchant yesterday using the new system, using the new ID number, and it worked flawlessly, didn't have any problems whatsoever with that. So things are bumping along. I had just opened up the conversation. I wanted to open up the conversation with you today as the independent agent out there in the field, that if you had some experience working with merchants, that you might, you know, raise your hand and share your experience with us, with the listening audience today. And on any given day, you know, there are well over 100 agents, sometimes 200 or 300 agents that are listening in or listening in on the Internet or also picking it up on archives, because you can go back to any show that's already been broadcast. I did feature the show a week ago from Monday, which was the 9th of February, because that was the first show after the launch, which was February 7th, the official launch of Iolo, when everybody, a lot of folks made it up to Crystal Lake, Illinois, and met Alan and took a tour of the facility up there. And we actually never really got a chance to have a lot of folks interviewed that did have that experience. So if you had that experience and you're part of that group that went there and you want to, you know, just share your observation of that experience, you know, we can open up the line for that too. We don't have any big agenda today, but I did want to kind of open it up if there was anybody out there in Iolo land that had some experience talking to merchants that you wanted to share, because every day, literally every day, we've got more and more and more of us joining the Iolo team that are discovering the magic that is to be a part of this team with Iolo. And you know, what's it like to be in the field and are curious, you know, they've got questions. So a lot of the stuff, and if you're brand new, hopefully you're the person that sponsored you into the organization has already told you, you know, where all of the gold nuggets are, and that's in your back office. You know, once you log into your back office, you go to the resource page, you're going to discover lots of information there. And we've got our top 10 list there, the things that you need to do. And we certainly have at least, you know, the way it's set up in there is that we want you to get through at least the first five so that you have some familiarity, because the fifth one is about an hour and a half, almost 2 hour webinar that's recorded that'll take you through the process and give you lots of information, lots of background, and get you prepared so that you can go out and talk to those merchants. But of course, the best way to do it, once you've gone through those steps, is to, you know, go burn a little shoe leather, knock on a couple of doors, and go out and start talking to real merchants. And you'll find that it's not, this isn't complicated. It's not a difficult sell. I know that many, if not all of us, are recruited here into this team as professional salespeople. And we respect your expertise. We respect your profession. We respect where you come from. But we also know that some of us also, this is the first time we've ever been involved in doing any type of sales work. Maybe we just reached this point in our life where we've discovered that, you know, we need to do something different. And somebody's told us about Iolo, and we said, you know what? What have I got to lose? You can sign up as an agent for $0, literally. Where can you become involved and have your own business, literally, as an independent agent without usually some type of a licensing requirement or some kind of a certification? Or in the case of network marketing organizations, they almost always require you to get some kind of a starter kit or to buy, you know, a garage full of products or whatever the case may be. And that's not the case here. We are all independent agents. We have the opportunity to go out and represent Iolo, which is an amazing company that's just beginning to emerge on the scene of the rent-to-own industry. And we're offering a product to merchants that is unique, very unique, in the sense that we're not charging those merchants. In fact, the merchant I signed up yesterday, he was like, you mean I'm not having to pay anything? I mean, he was really genuinely surprised because he was waiting for the I gotcha, you know, that once he got through a certain step in the process of signing up with me as a merchant, that there was going to be somewhere in there that, you know, there was going to have to be some kind of fee, there was going to be some kind of application cost, there's going to be some kind of a payment that he would have to make on the back end, some kind of a discount, because the merchants are paying everybody for their services, literally. I mean, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, I mean, right? They're all charging fees. And all of our competitors typically are charging fees as well, and there's only a handful anyway. So we're turning the industry on its head and making a huge difference in the marketplace. And it's an exciting time for every one of us to be literally have to have the privilege of bringing this product to the marketplace. So it brings me tremendous joy to do this. Now, I'll give you an example of my story just yesterday, maybe kind of get things started. When I was working with my merchant yesterday, he did not have he didn't have a scanner. You know, it was a cell phone store. He was excited to have the product, but he didn't. You know, there is a part of the process you need to scan in and attach a copy of a voided check, you know, from your merchant. And he didn't have one. So I said, well, you know, I'll take care of that. So he put void on the check for me, and I jumped in the car and headed down the road and found a place where I could get that scanned, and I put it on a flash drive that I had, and then I took it back to him, and then we uploaded his scanned copy of his check into the system so that he could complete, because that's the last step, right, to complete the process so that he could be registered as an Iolo merchant. He was thrilled with that. And by the way, I also stopped and got some coffee and donuts on my way back as well, right, because I want to build a relationship with these merchants, because every time they do any business with Iolo as the sponsoring representative for Iolo, guess what? I get paid. Right? That's how this works. That's how we make money. And so it's an exciting way for us to truly build residual income. And, you know, and he saw it too. Right away he said, wow, this is a residual income for you. This is really exciting, right? And I'm like, yeah, it really is. It's really exciting. Now, we've got merchants that are out there already doing, in some cases, two, three, or four contracts per hour. Imagine that. I mean, that's what's going on out there in the field in some cases. And, oh, one other thing as a sidebar that's quite exciting is that yesterday was also payday, right? And for those of you that have finished the appropriate steps and got your W-9 in with Iolo, you were able to get paid, which is pretty cool. So you'll be able to see that in your back office, and more enhancements are obviously on the way. I want to jump out to area code 818, the last four digits, 9607. You've been on hold for a while. I want to say good morning to you. You're live on the radio. Did you have a comment or question for us this morning? You may have accidentally hit one here. Let's roll on down the line here. Area code 951, last four digits, 7123. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. How are you this morning? My name is Tony Robinson, calling from Southern California, and I've got a question.
Good morning, Tony.
My question is involving Rent-A-Center. They have put together a program with Jerome's Furniture here in Southern California, where once the customer actually starts to make payments, it actually reflects on their credit report to help them boost their credit score. So I was just checking to see if that was something that we may be able to do on our side.
We may be able to do that in the future. I can tell you right now that that's not in the works, Tony, as far as I know. But, you know, everything that we do here on the radio show, the suggestions that you guys make are normally – in fact, I know that back at the corporate headquarters, Alan was telling us a couple of weeks back that they tune into the radio show. There's people every day they're listening to the radio show, you know, live right now at corporate headquarters. So they're hearing – they're hearing your thoughts. They're hearing your ideas. They're hearing your suggestions. So, Tony, that's a good one. I know that we're not doing that right now, my friend, but thank you so much for your suggestion. Also, I want to run down here to make sure that I've got Mr. Bud Nemeth on board. Bud, are you traveling this morning? How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, Tony, how are you? I am traveling, so I don't know how long I'll be on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Got a little background. Yeah.
My phone just died. Yeah, but he doesn't know. Oh, Tony, are you there?
Oh, yeah, we're here, man. We got you. I just don't know.
Okay, sorry about that. Having some technical challenges here. All right, yeah, we're in the car traveling. I don't know how long I'll have signal for, so I just wanted to make sure that I was able to jump on. We kind of pulled over while I have signal for a little bit. First of all, let me address the caller's question about the credit check. You said something about it, but I know I've heard Alan say this before too. We do not run a credit check of any type, whether soft, hard credit check or whatever. It will not show up. And if you are going to report to the credit bureaus, okay, it's my understanding, and Alan may correct me down the road, that you have to you have to run a credit check if you're going to report to the credit bureaus. And so the good side and the bad side about that is if you do want to report to the credit bureaus the positive information about folks, you also have to report to the credit bureaus the negative information about folks. So while, you know, you could use this program to help build people's credit if we decided to go that route, the challenge with those companies and programs that do that is it also can hurt people's credit, because if they go into delinquency or default, that information is going to reflect back on their credit report as well. So one of the, you know, we've chosen this time not to do that, and a lot of our customers appreciate that just because of the fact they have had challenges. Some of them may have had challenges in the past, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. They don't intend to have, you know, miss payments or be late on anything, but you never know with what happens in life, Tony.
Well, that's so true. Thanks for sharing that, Bud. You know, I believe for our customers, the way things are set up is, you know, that, and to me, you know, using this method is a way to protect your credit, you know, so that you're not hitting it. Because almost everything that people are doing out there is hitting their credit. You got a little bit of background noise, Bud. I'm gonna mute you out for just a moment. I know that you are traveling. In fact, let me leave your mic open, then you can mute out there where you are, because I think it's feeding back from your, I think it's feeding back from your radio loop or whatever if you're listening in the car. So I'll let you keep yourself muted. You can just come in and out of the conversation as you would like to. Let's go to area code 949. Last four digits, 1842. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Ron Krieger calling. How are you?
Doing great, Ron. Good morning to you.
Good. Well, you asked for comments from people that were fortunate enough to be in Crystal Lake for the opening and what our perspective is. That's still on the table, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'll tell you, I was very impressed. Just to give you a little bit of background, sort of the frame of reference as to, you know, that it really does mean something to me. I've been in sales and marketing, sales ownership, or business ownership for about 35 years. I'm a former major account executive with AT&T dealing with presidents and CEOs of companies, so I've been in some pretty impressive operations. I've also built national sales organizations where I was doing as many as 3,000 sales a month and almost 400,000 clients. So I've got a little bit of perspective, a little bit of world experience, so I'm not saying that to impress anybody, but to impress upon them that I've been around a little bit. So when I tell you that I was extremely impressed, I got to tell you, I was awed. And part of the reason I was awed, I walked into this place, and I thought I was going to see maybe a little storefront, okay? This place was huge. Now, what that tells me is, number one, you guys are either extremely foolish because you've leased out a massive facility, and by the way, I don't think you're extremely foolish at all, or you're very serious visionaries that also understand that there's going to be a massive vertical rise very quickly with the fortunes of this company and the people associated with it. And that's certainly been borne out with everybody I have talked to, you know, from Alan Hanke, Bud Nemeth, of course, and who I'm going to have the pleasure of seeing again today, because I have also traveled down to Atlanta for what's going on there. But that's a little perspective here. I mean, I couldn't be more immensely impressed with what the future holds here. And it's not just long term. This is not a thing where somebody's got to wait 3 to 5 years. I mean, in 3 to 6 months, somebody can have some things really percolating very nicely and have the foundation of a substantial business in place. So that's my perspective.
Well, thanks for sharing, Ron. We really appreciate it. And, you know, I felt the same way when I went there. I was, well, I'm all about relationships. Me personally, I really look at the relationship side because that's, to me, where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And I was very impressed with the team at Iolo and especially with Alan. You know, I got to spend some what I felt like was really quality time with him and got to know him. I think he is certainly a man who's very street smart, but very genuine and very caring. And everybody, you know, he doesn't just gloss over relationships. He really makes at least – made me feel, you know, that I was important enough for him to take a few moments of having, you know, personal contact, you know, eye contact, conversation, you know, it was really important to me to know that. And I've seen him address everybody that way. He doesn't leave anybody out. He really genuinely cares. And I feel really good about that. To me, again, it's about the relationships. But I will tell you that the facility there, for anybody that's not made it yet, of course, we've got Iolobration coming up August 7th, 8th, and 9th. Guys, this is something you definitely want to get plugged into. I know there's going to be limited room. Alan talked about that yesterday. And there's a promotion running so that you can have that trip paid for. But I do suggest that, you know, that we get all of us that are sincerely already know that we're going, you know, that you get registered. You don't want to get left out of that for sure. Let's go to area code 615. And again, Ron, thanks for your comments. Really important. Area code 615, the last four digits, 9147. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, Tony. It's Rodney.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah, I knew you'd do that number. Well, Bud and I are traveling to Atlanta. We can't wait to get down there, meet with Ron, meet with Richard, and do some quality time with Richard and understanding where these merchants are coming from and watch them actually put some customers through. It's going to be exciting. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning, Tony, yesterday I had a lot of the calls that I was fielding from the agents calling in to the agent support line. They were asking about the W-9s, and I kind of wanted to clear that up a little bit. We've done some changes back at corporate. In fact, I believe Alan is putting the final touches on this particular thing right now. With the W-9s, we had it set up where you could email it or you could fax, and we had a lot of people calling and asking, were we receiving it? Is it on the fax machine? They didn't get the auto reply on a email. So what we're doing from this point forward is everybody needs to be emailing the W-9 in to corporate with the email address in your back office, and you will get an auto reply that we did receive it. So if anybody has faxed it in, please email it to us so that you know that we've received it. That way everybody won't, we won't have any challenges when people want to get paid.
All right, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mr. Rodney Cox. He was one of the original founders, if you will, of the field team. He and Bud are joined at the hip, so to speak, and helping us to stay in contact with the corporation and what's going on. Right there, they are the main liaisons between us as field agents and the company. So you're saying that even if we did send in a W-9 by fax, Rodney, if we really want to be sure or we need some kind of confirmation and we're not feeling secure about that, that we need to go ahead and scan the W-9 and then send it in as an attachment to an email to W9@iolo.net, right?
That is correct. Again, if you have either faxed it or you have emailed it and you would like to have a confirmation that we did receive it, putting the mind at ease, please re-email it in. And if you did fax it, please email it in so that you'll get the auto reply that we did receive it.
All right. Sounds good. So are you going down to Atlanta to start causing trouble down there, Ronnie? Because I know you do everywhere you go.
Yes, sir, absolutely. It kind of follows me where I go, but that is actually more on Bud than it is me. But he's sitting right next to me right now, headed down to Atlanta. Can't wait to get down here, and we're going to be putting together some interesting videos today. I'm sure you guys will be seeing them in the back office soon. Look forward to having some fun down here. And
fantastic.
Tony, this is Bud. Also, in reference to not only the W-9, but also what you mentioned as far as uploading a check or something like that, for those of you that have a smartphone and you have email capability on your smartphone, you can simply take a picture of that document and email it to that computer that you're filling the application out on, you know, and then just upload it right from the computer. So you wouldn't necessarily have to leave to go find a place to do a scan. If you have a smartphone with a camera and email capability, you can simply snap a picture, email it to that computer, and then upload it from the computer that way.
Fantastic. Of course, if you do that, Bud, you miss out on the opportunity for coffee and donuts. I'm just saying.
Well, I agree, but that just gives you another reason to come back to bring the coffee and donuts during the training session. Hey, Tony,
that's
if you don't mind,
party.
I know we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. If you don't mind, I'd like to share a couple of updates real quick.
Yep, go ahead. Whoop, did I mute you? Hold on, wait a minute. You guys must be using the same phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bud. I muted you out of the hip bar.
Yeah, we're on my line, Tony. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in the car. So.
All right, we missed it,
yeah,
Bud. Go ahead and start over.
Okay, yeah, a couple of things that, that I get the pleasure of dealing with every day is updates from the field and what's going on in the field. And I want to share a few stories with you. First of all, we had, I think, one agent yesterday put in 8 merchants in one day yesterday. So that's pretty impressive. Enrolling them properly, all the information correct. Great going on out there in the field. Also, yesterday it was just a testimony to the website, but we had a couple of agents who were doing visits in Colorado, and they actually had gone into a store. I think it was too busy to talk to the owner, so they just left a flyer. And I believe on the flyer was the website Iolo Merchant. Okay. So what happened is apparently yesterday that merchant went on to the website and went through the website, did not contact the agent, did not have any contact, just went through the website and then sent an email through the website at the dealer support and said, hey, I had a couple of your guys come in here. I don't have their contact information. Could you please have them reach out to me? And what happened, I guess, is the guy that had the flyer went to the site, but somebody had thrown the flyer away when he was ready to contact them. So he went through the website, viewed all the information he needed, was ready to get started, and just needed to contact them. So we tracked down who that was. And actually, this guy is a guy who already uses one of our competitors. And the bottom line is that competitor charges them a discount fee on the front end. I think it's 4%. Charges their customers a processing application fee of $10 every time somebody goes to write a contract. So this merchant realizes that he's losing money, and even though he does offer this other program, he wants to add us to it. He actually went through the website. So again, you don't necessarily need to go in and, you know, sell them. If you can get that merchant to the website, again, it's great if you're there. It's great if they watch the video. But that website is powerful, and it will give the merchant most of the information, if not all, they need to make that decision. Another scenario we had happen in Georgia yesterday I want to share with everybody is one of our agents was in the field at a merchant sharing our program with the merchant, and there was another agent from another company, a competitor, was there also to try to get that account's business. Apparently, they had been there at the same time, and that agent heard what our agent was saying. After about 10, 15 minutes after she left the store, our agent got a phone call from this other lady who was representing another company, and she said, "Hey, I would like to meet with you and get some more information." And our agent, being protective of our company, said, "Why? Do you just want to know our secrets and all that stuff? Because I'm not going to share that with you." And she said, "No, actually, I love what you were saying, and I'd like to see more information about your company because I think I'd probably rather represent your company than mine." And so ended up, she went to the website, saw the agent video, saw how much money she could make, saw the benefits of our program, and now is going to become an agent for us. So we'll try to get her on a call here in the next week or two. So a lot of great things happening in the field, Tony. Again, it's just people out there in the field doing work and all that stuff. One thing I will say, though, if you are going to go out in the field, do not go out in the field until you've gone through your checklist. We have agents that are calling from merchants, okay? They're at the store, they're putting it on speakerphone, and they're calling corporate and asking questions that all that information is available in your back office, and it's just absolutely taking time away from doing what they're supposed to be doing. So make sure you equip yourself before you go out in the field, number one. And number two, if you are at a merchant and they say, "I cannot find the email," or "I did not get the email to log into my portal," well, then all you have to do simply is pull up the portal, and that's portal@iolaid.net. No www, just type in portal@iolaid.net. That'll open up the portal, and then all you have to do is enter the store email address that they registered with and click on forgot password, and it will send them a new password right there. So please don't call corporate try to do things like that, but we as agents have the responsibility and obligation to do and know on our own when we're going to go out there talking to merchants, because it makes the whole process look unprofessional, and that's not what we're trying to, you know, to represent. So again, a lot of great things going on, and again, as we put new materials out and have new materials available, it's only going to help you get better. But please at least equip yourself with the information that is available through your back office, through your resources page. By the way, everyone should have gotten another email last night. We sent an email out last night with your agent ID number again. And also for the new agents, they've got their ID number. And then what we did, Tony, is we actually posted your ID number. So if you ever need to find your agent ID number in your back office under the resources test tab, the first option under that says home, and that's the home of the resources page. And the very first thing on that page is your agent ID number. So if you ever need it, it's there.
Fantastic, bud. Well, you covered a lot of great information again. Thanks so much for being there with Mr. Rodney Cox on the line with you as well, man. You guys are rocking it. Let's go to area code 601, the last four digits, 3457. You're live on the radio. Good morning. You might be muted out. All right, we're going to keep moving. Area code 808. We're going to go out to Izzy in Hawaii. Good morning, Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, Kakahiaka.
How are you?
Great. Awesome.
How are you, Izzy?
Oh, man, I'm always excited to wake up, you know, 4:30 in the morning just to make sure I'm up and early for this call. So, anyway, my question, thank you for having this call. You know, just for the new people that's coming on board, maybe you can give us a little quick rundown on the procedures and, you know, things that they need to know beforehand when they sign up a merchant. You know, like the federal ID number and all that.
Okay, well, that's a good example, Izzy, and thanks again for calling in, my friend, and for getting up at 4:00 in the morning out there in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii sounds like I've never been there, Izzy, so it's something that we're actually talking about maybe doing this year, is to get out to Hawaii for a vacation. I don't know if I'll be getting up at 4:00 in the morning for that. We may have to have Bud and Rodney to do the radio show if I get a chance to get away. But anyway, you know, when I was working with my merchant yesterday, he was a sole proprietor. So as a sole proprietor, he was needing to put in his social, and that's what was still in the system. There was not yet an option that I saw as we were going through the process to put in a federal employer ID number, FEIN number. But that is what Alan talked about on Wednesday, and that's going to be part of the system. That's one of the announcements, and one of the reasons you don't want to miss a radio show, because you never know what's going to be revealed in the radio show here, are some of the new enhancements each day as we're going forward. But that's going to be one of the things that's going to be available to us in the field as agents, that we're going to be able to enroll merchants using their federal employer identification number rather than their social, you know, if they are a corporation, which would include, of course, an LLC or, and generally, a partnership. But anyway, the point is that's just an area that, and I told the merchant yesterday, you know, he said, so you need my social? I said, yeah, they need to know that you're a real person, et cetera. And I said, you know, it's interesting. Some people balk at that and they're afraid to put their social in there, and other people could care less, you know. But as it works out, it's a requirement of the Patriot Act that the people are verified before you send money into their checking account, right? And that's what IOLO is doing. They're sending money into the checking account of the merchant, and that's why we need their routing number and their checking account number and their banking information, because we're going to be funding those contracts to the merchant through automatic deposit into their checking account. So that is required, right? So that's kind of why that's set up that way. There's not a lot, to be honest with you guys. If your merchant is even a little bit computer savvy, you know, attaching a copy of a voided check is about the most complicated thing that he needs to be there. I mean, he probably already knows what his address is. He should know what his business name is. He knows where his business phone numbers are. He's got his email addresses. He's got all of that information. And so, you know, this the guy that I was that signed up with me yesterday, I mean, he blew through that. I mean, he was already done and at the last step there of attaching the voided check before I even got a chance to realize what he was doing. I mean, he just flew through it. Others that I've worked with, some of the merchants I've worked with, they you know, they're just henpecking at the computer, your keyboard, and it takes a little bit longer to get them through and talk them through the experience. But it's not difficult and it's not complicated. And that's the part you don't need to have. I mean, it's okay to be able to answer their questions. You do want to understand what the questions are so you can respond to the questions. But the only ones I've ever gotten really were considering the Social Security number. Why do I need Social Security number? And that's addressed in your resources page in your back office. And it's been, you know, something we've talked about here on the radio show, and Alan's addressed that here as well. And then also, how do I get a copy of a voided check in here? You know, and Bud gave you another great tip today, you know, just take a picture with your smartphone, right? So it's another way, and your merchant can do that too. If you're at a cell phone store, as an example, he's probably using a smartphone. He can take a picture of his own check and mail it, you know, to himself. So you know, we're trying to make it as easy as we can for them, obviously, and it's not difficult. So that's kind of just a couple of pointers. I will say, and parrot what Bud and Rodney are saying this morning, guys. Do your homework. Spend a little time. Do your homework, because it's not a long list of stuff, and we're not talking about 3 or 4 weeks of study to get certified or licensed to go out and do this. But spend a little bit of time. You're talking maybe 2 or 3 hours to go through those steps in the back office that are already set up for you and itemized for you, and that here's step A, B, C, D. This is it. Go through those steps so that when you get in the field, you don't look like you don't know what you're doing. Why lose a sale with a merchant? And you never know where that's going to lead you. A merchant could have 2, 3, 4, 5 stores, or in some cases we found some that have had literally hundreds of stores, which kind of blows our mind, right? But you need to look professional, literally. You need to at least know the basic questions that they may ask you, which are already covered in your back office right there. So do that much, guys. That's as complicated as it gets. This isn't rocket science, but at the same time, you want to be sure that you don't sound like you don't know what you're talking about, right? That's very, very important. So thanks for the question, Izzy. We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes, guys. We're already past the bottom of the hour. I was telling my girlfriend this morning, I said, we don't really have a big agenda today for the show with no special guests, and we're just going to answer questions. She said, oh, that means you're going to go long. So anyway, yeah, because your questions are important, guys, and we want to get to you. Let's go to area code 915, the last four digits, 9988. You're live on the radio. My name's Tony Williamson. Glad to be with you this morning. Do you have a question or comment for us? All right, we're going to keep rolling. Area code 801, the last four digits, 2049. You're live on the radio.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Matt Johnson in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was at the meeting with everybody in last Saturday, a couple Saturdays ago, and the thing I was impressed about was the caliber of people. And we had a little private meeting there on Friday, and everybody was saying who they were and what they've done in the past, and just impressive as heck. It was fantastic, the kind of people that were involved with it, which made me feel a lot better about everything also. One of my things that I've done as far as meeting with the merchants, when I went through the merchant agreement, that's been where I've had a few questions and stuff. And so going through and reading that ahead of time and pulling out some key words to explain what each paragraph is, because a lot of times they don't want to sit down right then and there, read everything. So to be able to explain to them what that is great. And I signed up another merchant yesterday, and he just blasted through everything. It was no problem at all, and it was very easy. And so it's been fun to do this, and that's what I've got to say.
Fantastic, Matt. Well, thanks for sharing. You know, you're out there. Is it Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Yeah, Salt Lake City is like the mecca of network marketing. You know, you probably already know that. Some of the people on the radio may not know that today, but you know,
that's
Salt
not
Lake
been
City
a good thing necessarily.
True, but there are a lot of people. And I've been there a few times myself. You know, there are lots of conventions. There are a lot of people that come through Salt Lake City, Utah, that are real interested in the home-based business and being self-employed. So, I think you've got an advantage there, my friend. I'm just saying, you might find some great agents out there that are kind of coming through Salt Lake doing something that is not near as much fun as Iolo. So thanks for calling in, Matt. Appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to area code 251, the last four digits, 3333. Good morning. You're live on the radio. And you're muted. All right, we're going to keep rolling. We're going to go to area code 310, the last four digits, 8667. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Morning, Mr. Tony. This is Timothy Williams. Just wanted to let people know. I was contemplating, do you say it, but I want to see all of us explode. I think that after almost 2 months of trial and error, I'm no longer just after merchants just to sign up, because a lot of that is a waste of time. I'm seeing after the last month, month and a half, you're begging the person to try it or tell the people. And then I'm signing up people like I signed up somebody for my person's person, but I'm working all of the referrals, and I know I'll pick up another two or three today. But your gold mine is the merchant that wants to use this service. They will give you contact after contact. If you go back and if you're not getting contact from your merchant, you're doing yourself and the entire company an injustice, because that's where your gold mine is. They already use the system, and some of the owners, like today, I mean, these guys own a big store, and I'm talking to several brothers, and they're saying, go here. Do I get a piece of it? So in other words, they're asking me about being an agent, or can I give them a kickback? I might not sign them up as an agent, but I might give you, you know, $5 per sale or whatever it is. If you're the average sale is $1,000, that's not a problem. I'll work something out with you. But again, it's the owners or the stores using your product, and now they're sending me to other people. So now my schedule is being filled with people I'm not selling. When I get there, they're ready to get up on an application. So I think if we do that, in 1 week, our business would explode, literally, because we're going to people who said, I've used it, I know the system, it works, use their money. That's what I really like about the system. And this, it took me all this time to find that out. And so I'm just going to rehash. Now, it's not about how many merchants I sell, because that doesn't mean anything. But it's stated over and over, and now I finally get it. It's an aha moment. It's the merchants that want to spend the money, that want to use it. That's what you want, looking for, to get the people spending. Signing them up is great, but if they're not spending, it's frustrating because you're going back to the same person. Then pretty soon you learn you're wasting your time. So go to a person. Your salespeople are your banners, your salespeople that are in that store. And that's what exactly what the guy said. Come and train all my people and tell them to. And I said two things. Make sure they get an ID, and make sure that we get a signature. Even if it's not asked for right now, make a, get a copy of that ID so you're covered. There's no chargebacks, but that's the kicker to the chargeback. So I just wanted to add that in, Tom.
So, Tim, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mr. Tim Williams, and Tim was featured on our show. It's been about a month ago. You might want to go back in the archives and listen to that. Man, you did a fantastic job enlightening us and sharing your experience. And, again, you come forth with all this new experience. You know, Tim, I love what you're saying. You know, we had a discussion about this not too long ago, you know, that this isn't a business about quantity as much as it is a business about quality. It's quality over quantity. If we'll spend the time talking to the people in the field, and I'm always excited to hear your voice, Tim, and your wisdom that you gained in the field, man. So really, really appreciate you dialing in this morning. So are you still having fun at this, or are you finding this something that you – are you about ready to quit yet, or are you going to keep going, Tim?
Well, you know what, Tom? After listening to you and Bud, again, I got mad at Bud a few times. I'm listening to him and what he was saying, but it was making – because he was telling the truth. And now I'm more excited now because I know – yeah, Progressive, the ones that like them, they're going to keep using them. But there's also a lot of people that don't like Progressive. So it's out there, and they'll use us both. Sometimes we'll be number one and number two. But these people like choices, and they're right. But, again, they are in the mindset of using the product. And that's the good part. Just as long as you use it two, three, or every day, or giving me a shot, those are the people you want to spend all your time. And if you spend your time with 10 clients like that, instead of signing up 100, you're not working with any of them, you're going to make a ton of money. I mean, really, I see that. And then I want to, you know, and then back to the agents, I want the agents that I've sponsored and they sponsored to learn to do the same thing, because if we don't do that, you're just going to be running around in circles and signing up people, and nobody's going to do anything because none of the salespeople, that's your front line. And the management wants to move more if they're telling, hey, let's see if you qualify. Three things, let's see if you qualify. And they're asking everybody that. So that's the big thing I picked up from the show, and I'm glad that Bud kept on and you keep driving it home. That is the most important thing. That's what's going to drive the numbers, I tell you, for sure.
Fantastic, fantastic, Tim. Let me ask you a question, Tim. Do you only use Visa or do you just use MasterCard? Because you certainly don't have both, right?
Yeah, absolutely right, buddy. I need option. Just pull me up and that's what's great, sir.
Tim, as always, my friend, thanks so much for joining the show. It's always exciting to have you, man. We'd love to have you back and do a feature, do another guest you come back in as a guest speaker. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are already almost 15 minutes past our deadline. We keep telling everybody we're going to end the show at the bottom of the hour. We've not been able to do it in weeks because this show is packed with great information. It's packed with your content as an agent in the field. My name is Tony Williamson. My co-host, Mr. Donnie Chris, as well on the line. And Donnie, again, my brother, thank you for being here. Mr. Bud Nemeth and Mr. Rodney Cox as well. Appreciate you being on the show. And you, as the agent in the field, you know, sharing your content, sharing your information. We're always excited to be here to hear your voice. This is your voice. Iola Radio is the voice of the people that are in the field that are doing this every day. It's my pleasure to be here with you, my friend. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be back. Don't miss the show. Come on in and be sure and invite your team.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iola Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iola, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.